Duvall and an uptown girl, Billy Joel. If he's talking about Christie Brinkley, a New York model who is currently his uptown girl. By the way, if you're trying to be with it this fall, you aren't. No one says with it anymore. But to the rescue of all of us, clueless Twinkies, comes Professor David Ferris. He polled 350 University of Florida students to uncover the really primo, totally hardcore jargon of today. He says it's good to die, and even better to be a killer. But being a real slice is terrible. To veg out doesn't mean eating at the local health food restaurant. It implies you have the IQ of a zucchini. But don't worry if you are a diz brain that your friends munch on you. You can always book it and walk out the door. What? Charlie Tuna! Do you have a child who's going to start kindergarten or first grade soon? If so, the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare would like you to remember that it's normal for kids to get the first day of school jitters. For advice on how to help your child avoid some of the fear about starting school, write for a free copy of When a Child Begins School. Send a postcard to the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Energy Line. The wood-burning stove, once the darling of environmentalists, is now the biggest source of air pollution in several northern states. And some communities are beginning to take action. Missoula, Montana orders residents to douse their fires when pollution levels reach the danger point. And in the resort of Beaver Creek, Colorado, where former President Ford has a ski lodge, every fireplace is hooked to a central computer. When the outside air gets hazy, a red light goes on next to the hearth, and fires must be extinguished. If they aren't, a heat sensor in the chimney alerts the computer, which dispatches a warden to levy a $500 fine. Where there's smoke, there's...
Energy Line.
Berry, background singer, quite a few people. Now all of a sudden got a hit of his own a few years back. Next up, Talking Heads. This is their biggest hit ever. I mean, it really is a hit. This is the biggest one since Take Me to the River, Burning Down the House. Charlie Tuna with Burning Down the House. Well, your dreams may not be as private as you think. University of Mississippi psychiatrist Milton Kramer says people of the same sex, age group, or even mental state tend to have similar dreams. Young people's dreams, he notes, are more concerned with guilt and with right and wrong. Women's dreams tend to feature more characters, colors, and emotions than men's. And individuals suffering from depression dream more of the past than of the present or future. Pregnant women also seem to share dream patterns. Robert Vandecastle at the University of Virginia reports women in their second trimester of pregnancy often dream of small animals. Frogs? Charlie Tuna! If you've ever walked beside a lake or a stream, you've heard the plunk of frogs as they jumped into the water. Probably thought you frightened them into jumping. Actually, they would have jumped anyway, because their survival depends on their regular return to the water. Your success in life depends on your own actions. And remember, the service provides you with equal opportunity, regardless of who you are. But you have to get off your lily pad. Somebody called in about a month and a half ago and said, hey, there are only three words in English language that end with G-R-Y. One is, and I said, well, hungry. And so two is angry. And three is, and that's the one I got stuck on. And everybody has been running around trying to find it. I've had all sorts of calls and mail. And you finally have that third word?
I have it.
All right, the word is...
hungry.
What?
Hungry. P-U-G-G-R-Y. It's a light scarf wrapped around the crown of a sun helmet and hanging behind to protect the back of the neck.
Right. Charlie Tuna back on the telephones again about our G-R-Y word. You'd be amazed how many people thought it was pedigree. Obviously, you people don't have a pedigree in spelling either.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light. Between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night. Somebody's calling after somebody. Somebody turns the corner out of sight, looking for somebody. Somewhere in the night. The night.
Jackson Brown, and tender is the night. Tender is the loin, right? The hottest item in restaurants these days is nutrition. A Gallup poll conducted for the National Restaurant Association showed 40% of us want less salt, fats, and sugar in our diets. So it's not surprising that light and lean entrees are showing up everywhere from fancy hotels to fast food outlets. Some places are also providing more information about what's in their food. A restaurant, for instance, owned by Washington Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann, offers customers a dietary analysis of its menu, including sodium, fat, and carbohydrate content. But there's still a long way to go. The Center of Science and the Public Interest points out, for example, people think that French fries are among the least salty items at McDonald's. At least few of them realize that. A McDonald's shake has three times as much salt, and the apple pie has even more. Charlie Tuna!
Here's a note to DOD civilians. Health benefits open season has been extended till December 16th. If you're currently without health insurance coverage, now's the time to enroll. If you're already enrolled in one plan, you can now change to another plan. Or you can change from self-only to self and family. But of course, you do have the option of taking no action at all at this time. For more information or assistance, call Frankfort Military, 6111. That's 2311, then 6111.
Hottest singer-songwriter in the business today. And when you're hot, well, you're not only hot, set off a heat wave, is Linda Ronstadt, remember?
Whenever I'm with him, something inside starts to burn in, and I'm filled with desire.
Kronstadt and having a heat wave. Well, you probably heard that Eskimos wear parkas to keep warm in Alaska, but that's not the only reason they do so. Parkas also provide vital protection from the dreaded Arctic mosquitoes. Without any sort of shielding, the huge pest could suck a person dry of blood in just 4 hours. Sounds like a Jamie Lee Curtis horror movie.
Charlie Tuna!
Whether you're young or old, married or single, you should be aware of the survivor benefits available to members of the armed forces. The Servicemen's Group Life Insurance is one such benefit. It's designed to give life insurance protection to members of the uniformed services at a reasonable cost. It is term insurance. It has no cash, loan, paid up, or extended insurance values. Neither does it provide disability benefits. But the cost is very low. If you're eligible for Servicemen's Group Life Insurance, you can be insured at the maximum authorized, usually a $20,000 term life insurance policy. This is just one of the survivor benefits for which you may be eligible. There are others, such as the Survivor Benefit Plan and the relatively new program called Veterans Group Life Insurance. Find out about the benefits for which you are eligible. See your personnel officer for details. Telly Savalas' mother was once Miss Greece. No, she did not shave her head. The statistical chances of a 30-year-old bachelor ever finding a wife are 72 in 100, and an ever-married 30-year-old woman's chances of finding a husband are 55 in 100. There they are, the odds couple. 150 years ago, the average working man in the U.S. earned just a little over $6 a week. After taxes, that's just about what you still earn. The average American woman 50 years ago weighed 116 pounds. Now she weighs 126. The average American man 50 years ago weighed 126 pounds. Now he weighs almost 145 pounds. Why she picked up only 10 pounds in the past 50 years, while he gained 18 pounds, is something of a mystery that perhaps only Richard Simmons could answer. boy. Modern love. Modern problems. Modern songs. Modern music. Thoroughly modern Millie. Here's another one of those love songs. Seems to be the theme of about 90% of the music you hear on the radio these days. And these are the guys who put more of it on the radio lately than anybody else. Air Supply.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose.
Supply. And Charlie Tuna, making love out of nothing at all. Well, brushing between meals fights tooth decay, but researchers say the real ticket to good dental hygiene may be inner peace. A Temple University study analyzed the saliva of 12 students before and after a 20-minute meditation session. Following the period of deep relaxation, bacteria levels in the saliva were lower. Charlie Tuna! If you exercise 30 to 60 minutes a day, you'll decrease your chance of heart attack, back pain, and overweight. See your doctor first, then start slowly. Be sure to exercise every day. 55% of Americans either ride bicycles, swim, jog, do calisthenics, or walk for exercise. Are you one of the healthy ones? Charlie Tuna back on the telephone. Hi, who's this?
My name is Catherine.
This isn't Catherine the Great. I've heard so much about it. Okay, Catherine, you got a question for
Mr. Meek?
The question is,
well, I have to sing the chorus of this song.
All right.
I had it in a cartoon, and now it's driving me crazy. But the chorus of it is, a comma down, doopy doo down, down, comma, comma down. What song?
Do down, down, comma, comma, and break it up is hard to do. It's
thank you.
Neil Sedaka.
That's been driving me crazy since yesterday, and I know you're the only one who would know that.
A comma, comma down, to... Okay, now you're driving me nuts. It's going to be...
Try to find us a way, but darling, our dreams have now all been played out. Still we go on, hopelessly trying.
But how many times can we say goodbye?
And how many times can we see love die?
And how many times can we give it one more try?
Times can we say goodbye? Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye right now. That's going to can it for another day of Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for sharing some more minutes out of your special time with me. Before we say our goodbyes today, a very special hello to all our friends and listeners in Belgium. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And until that time, keep it here and stay tuned.